People see me as sort of the mother of organic vegetable growing and farming because I've been doing it a long time. If you do something long enough, then you get a reputation. I love it. I love farming. And I love the teaching component because immediately young people started coming to the farm and wanted to farm with me. I said, well, I don't know what I'm doing, but you can do it with me. And so I've had, I don't know how many people have come and worked with me at the farm, lived there, and gone on to set up farms themselves. So I see myself as a teacher of young farmers and also as a food producer in Zouk.
What results or impact on the community have you seen from your work in farming?
Well, I think during my youth, we moved to better food through chemistry. Big agriculture, big box, you know, big supermarkets, packaged prepared foods. I remember the first Betty Crocker cake I made as a girl. And we've moved away from just good, fresh food that's locally grown and is not doesn't have a lot of chemicals and a lot of the seeds are now we get our seeds from all over the world, and many of them, you know, are GMO and not even real seeds anymore. Hybrids, expensive, in the hands of big corporations. And I think my role in the community is showing another way, is showing the value of good local food, and it tastes wonderful. And I grew up on great food. My mother was a gardener and a good cook, and she had to cook for our family. We were a family of nine, and my father fished and hunted, and that was how we fed our family. But we left that and went to more the big agriculture kind of food. And then, I guess, living in Asia, I got really good food there because they still hadn't moved into the big corporate agriculture. Of course, that's happened a lot now. So I see myself as being just holding the fort there, or being an example of what really good food can taste like. And I don't think when I first started, I wasn't passionate about no chemicals. It just didn't seem to make sense to put poison on the food I ate. So I just continued. But it's actually the young people who built the passion in me, because they're passionate about local food, growing your own food, non-GMO, local food. And its importance to the environment on climate change. Food is one of the biggest contributors to climate change. So where do you get good food? So I think that's my role in the community.